Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
At 31 minutes after the hour, prison activist Liu Xiaobo won't be released to accept the Nobel Peace Prize at today's ceremony in Oslo. That's despite pressure from the U.S. According to new cables released by WikiLeaks, China angrily dismissed U.S. concern over the dissident's treatment. And what was one person's response? That is the sound of Lin Chang, violinist who will be playing at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony. He was with us earlier in the hour and joins us once again now. Man, that's beautiful stuff.
Thank you very much.
What have you decided to play tomorrow? Because in a sense, you are the man in the middle. Liu Xiaobo will not be there. He's under house arrest in China. China is boycotting the ceremony. And in fact, 19 nations are boycotting the ceremony. It's sort of you, the voice of the dissident tomorrow. What have you selected?
Well, actually, when I was asked to do this, I was and agreed to do it. I actually thought that I knew that there was a very good chance that he would not be able to appear, and therefore the music would be pretty important. So I chose pieces that I thought would be reflective of his absence. I'll be playing three pieces. Two of them actually are Chinese folk songs and very popular in China. One's called Jasmine Flowers, which is actually written sometime in the Qing Dynasty, sometime in the 1700s. It's become sort of the de facto theme song of China. Every kid knows it. My father, when he was growing up, sang it. And it was played at the 08 Olympics. It was used by Puccini in his opera Turandot. And the other piece that I'll be playing is a short work called Colorful Clouds, Chasing the Moon, which is a little bit more recent, written in 1935. It's a very charming, a little bit more jazzy, more sensual piece. And it tells the story about missing loved ones and using the metaphor of clouds chasing this, the moon as that symbol.
You're giving me goosebumps. And you have, there's a third piece?
Yes, the third piece is called Salut d'Amour by Sir Edward Elgar.
You know, in a sense, Lin Chang, you are in a tradition that reminds me of 1989 in Tiananmen Square, where the pro-democracy, and I, again, I don't want to get too ideological here or didactic, but in a sense, there is a long tradition in China of protest symbols sort of put on a bulletin board for people to see, almost expressed anonymously, but in a sort of folk language and a universal language that even though it may not be explicit, every person in China knows what you're saying.
Well, I remember the whole Tiananmen Square uprising, and I don't know if you remember the democracy wall.
Sure.
When people were able to put up what they thought, and I think, you know, I think that's this is what especially the younger people, they really, really want to have a voice and they want to be heard.
And you're a part of that democracy wall tomorrow in Oslo.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm a musician and, you know, through my music, I will try to say what words cannot be said.
And you've got to walk a fine line because you probably would love to, you know, get a few gigs in Shanghai, right?
Well, listen, if it doesn't happen, at least for the foreseeable future, so be it. You know, I'm prepared to take that risk.
Well, Lin Chang, thanks so much for talking with us. Good luck tomorrow. You'll be playing at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony. 19 countries boycotting, including China, and the Peace Prize recipient himself, Liu Xiaobo, will not be there. Lin Chang, thanks so much.
Thank you.